Clarissa Matthews, Chair of Environmental and Physical Sciences.
A new program is starting here for veterans. Give a thumbnail of what it is.
The program aims to provide training, agricultural retraining for veterans and also service members so that they could potentially launch their own farming business or move into a different career path. Right now, we're working on two certificate options for veterans. One would be called a sustainable food production certificate. The other would be a certificate in agricultural entrepreneurship. And so students would come to us. They would enroll for approximately three consecutive semesters, one of those being a summer semester. And they would have hands-on training in all the aspects of food production. And some of this would take place as using the sustainability site, the greenhouses, the raised beds, and the rest of it would take place at our farm, Tabler Farm. So we hope to train them with hands-on coursework as well as foundational agricultural science courses.
Why is Shepherd doing this?
There seems to be a need. We've had some students that are veterans that have expressed interest. And in our area, we have a large number of not only veterans, for instance, associated with the VA Medical Center in Martinsburg, but also with the National Guard. We've got lots of active men and women in service. And these folks, many of them are looking, you know, for ways to pursue degrees or certificates. And they just don't have anything in the Eastern Panhandle available to them.
And you're doing this in conjunction with the National Guard, correct?
Yes, the National Guard has a program. It's called the Patriot Gardens, in which they're retraining folks to do all types of ag production, not only field production, but greenhouse and also some hydroponic work. And we would be considered kind of the northern hub for training in that program as well, since we're now a partner with that program.
Is gardening good for veterans?
That's another excellent point. Thank you. Yeah, the gardening has been shown to really help with things like PTSD. So one of the things that we're hoping to explore with the VA Medical Center is a real focus on our vets that have PTSD and potentially looking into the mental health aspects and the benefits there as well.
You excited about this?
Oh, yeah. We had a student recently who's a veteran who took sustainable ag with me here at Shepherd. He then worked at my husband's farm, Redbud Farm in Berkeley County, loved it, and really was able to do quite well in terms of his own repercussions of serving, you know, in war. And then he ultimately worked in my lab as a technician doing stink bug research. So, you know, that for me, that really kind of is the stem of this, is understanding his needs and also his particular talents. Many of the veterans are excellent, you know, in terms of reliability, being able to withstand difficult conditions like heat and bugs and humidity and whatnot. And so they're really perfectly suited, I would say, to this sort of an endeavor.
Are you excited about overseeing the program?
I am. I think there's a lot of room for growth at Shepherd. We have a tremendous resource in Tabler Farm. It's certainly not being optimized yet. So we've got land, we've got infrastructure, we've got, as I said, the greenhouses over here. And so really what we want to do is optimize our current programming. We've got courses like sustainable agriculture on the books, soil science, integrated pest management. We've got marketing courses and courses in entrepreneurship that we can utilize to kind of produce a new program and serve a whole new population.